It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is 411 here, 83 degrees on this Tuesday, July 1st, 2025. And as always on Tuesdays, we bring in Tommy Marquez, Navy veteran who was a senior staffer in Congress for many years, and now he helps us navigate that veteran system for our plentiful veterans out there. Tommy, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rob, as always.
So what's on the agenda this week? You've been a busy guy.
Man, I have been so busy. But, you know, I listen to your show, and before I get started, I just want to comment on the Brian Kohberger case. This is an example, again, of just, you know, it's a thin line between the dirt baggagery between a prosecutor and the assailant, you know, the person who did these horrible crimes. This is just ridiculous that they didn't contact the family. I'm not an expert in the legal system, you guys, but I am an expert just on human beings, right? And the idea that this prosecutor, to make a name for himself, is going to go out there and do this and not talk to the family is just appalling to me. And I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on with our legal system. I'm really starting to lose faith in it, Rob. I really am. You see a situation like his, you see a situation then in turn like Mike McMahon or some of the treatment of our January Sixers. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I hear you. It's pretty frustrating to say the least.
And it draws to my mind, like, what is going on with the way our nation treats our heroes? Are people that we, you know, rely on, everyday people, right? We heard the story earlier, and you covered this story as well earlier in the week, Rob, about those firefighters in Idaho being trapped to be shot. It's just absurdity to me. And I have concerns for how we treat our veterans. I have concerns for how we treat our law enforcement. And I didn't think that we would have to be concerned on how we treat our firefighters, but I guess they're in it now too, where I'm not sure what's going on in this nation, but hopefully that person, you know, who did that, you know, he meets his faith in the next life. And I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I wish this guy Kohberger, I don't know if he did it or not.
Well, you know, he's about to confess that he did it. So plead guilty.
Yeah. I don't know the whole situation, but this prosecutor, I hope that he's not in charge of more cases like this, because the victims, the real victims and the family members of those victims deserve better than this. And that's all I have to say about that. But hey, there's a million other things, and I want to end on a good note, because that story just really bummed me out today. the big beautiful bill looks like that's getting passed, and people are going to say, well, Tommy, what does that got to do with our military? Well, I'll tell you, Rob, there's $150 billion in funding for the Department of Defense in that bill. And I know everyone thinks that this is now law. So I just want to say this to people so they understand. We are not out of the woods. Not at all. Because this has to now go back to the House, and Speaker Johnson is going to have an uphill battle trying to get this sold, because you already have many Republicans, and they don't have a big lead there. I think it's a lead of three in the House, which is separate from the Senate. And you already have Massey saying he's going to vote against it. We are not sure about Congressman Biggs. We're not sure about Chip Roy. We are not sure about Ralph Norman. They all have different reasons. Each of them are unique, and the reason why they voted against it previously are slowed up the process in getting it passed. So we'll have to see what happens if it comes out. But there's a lot of good items in there for our military, including a Golden Dome, Homeland Missile Defense Project. And if anyone thinks that's a waste of money, ask Israel right now, or any of our bases in the Middle East, if they think a Golden Dome is effective, because it is protecting our interests in the Middle East. Now we got to have something like that here in the United States. Another big thing that we talked about, Rob, is did you see that the VA is just crushing it? We talked about it last week, but not only did they put out that press release about that they've processed more disability claims than they ever have to this point in the year, Rob, and they're probably going to break the record. But also the backlog reduction is at record low, and with the budget, the VA is going to get a 10% increase. So
that's the big thing that I jumped out. We've heard the rhetoric for the past couple of months, how they're cutting the VA, they're laying off staff at the VA, they're cutting benefits for the VA. How much extra is the VA getting? What is a hundred and something? What's the number?
Well, I'm not really good at math, but it's a 10% increase on $441 billion. So rough math tells me that's like $44 billion more. And that goes back to discretionary and mandatory funding, and it increased health.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Care. And for all the people who are like, oh, it's decreasing healthcare, that they're cutting the VA, this proves that it's not, because it directly goes to healthcare. And that money cannot be, since it's mandatory, cannot be used in other means. But also toxic exposure benefits, compensation and pensions and other critical programs that the VA has underfunded for quite some time. So it's getting an increase. So the VA is going to be, to my knowledge, the only federal agency other than the DOD that's going to get, and the DOD's increase is very small, not 10%, that's getting an increase. So the idea that Trump was going to come in and take away VA benefits is absolutely absurd. I think what we've seen, I keep saying this, and I know I'm like on repeat, but the biggest shift in the VA isn't just the money, though. It's the culture. And that's what Secretary Collins is doing. He's like one of these NFL coaches that comes into a locker room. We've seen it happen in football all the time. And they change the mindset of the organization from the top down. They bring in their people. You'll see them bring in their quarterback or people, veterans that they know that could come into a locker room and change the atmosphere. That's what Secretary Collins and President Trump are doing. And they're transforming the VA from a bureaucracy that once really only prioritized internal processes and employee protection to a different kind of organization that is more results-oriented and has a veterans-first mentality. And that's important in that institution because now this agency is operating more like a competitive service provider, like Sprint versus T-Mobile versus Verizon, where the rates just get better and better and the service just gets better and better because it's competitive, those three cell phone providers, right? That's what the VA is getting the mindset of, like, we're competing to give the best service to our veterans. And Americans, veterans, and their families should be the most important customer base that our nation has, and they deserve nothing less than the excellence that is coming out of this current administration right now.
Yeah, just it's just utterly amazing how we're moving forward with this.
Yeah, and I think we're going to see, and if this happens, I'm telling you, I'm going to get a tattoo of Trump if we get rid of the nation's backlog. I swear, because the backlog has been something that was almost gone away during the first administration, then COVID happened, and everything went haywire, right? But the VA backlog, which was once, I think, 300,000 claims long, and it was a 3-4 year wait, is getting just decimated. They're on a record pace for that. They've already reduced it by 25% since Trump took office as of May. So if he gets it done in 1 year, that tells you it is not a numbers game. We get more productivity from volunteers than we do out of prisoners. It's just proven. You want people there who want to serve veterans, and I think that's what we're getting. And having this increase so that veterans can get better health care, both in the VA and outside in the community, I think is paramount to achieving that, Rob.
No doubt. No doubt indeed.
And then the last thing I want to cover, let's talk about Bill Ritenour. I cannot believe this, Rob. I got a letter to the president. For a 101-year-old World War II veteran, wishing the president a happy birthday and thanking him for throwing the Army parade, as he is an Army veteran of World War II. He was stationed in the Philippines when the Philippines were taken over. Thanks to Secretary Collins and his staff for getting that done. And you posted this, Rob, on your social media. President Trump actually wrote him back and gave him a really nice letter thanking him for his military service, and President Trump mentioned on there that he was super proud that his birthday falls on the same birthday as the United States Army and what that meant to him, not only as an American, but as a president. So I thought that was super cool. I was super happy to do that. If you guys haven't heard that story, please go to Rob's social media pages. He put it there on Facebook. I saw it, and you could meet Bill Ritenour and give Bill some birthday wishes. His birthday is coming up at the end of July. So it's awesome that I was able to help in that and get that veteran a letter to Trump, but it was even greater for our president to take time out of his busy, busy schedule to write back to a 101-year-old World War II veteran. Isn't that awesome, Rob?
Oh, it's just incredible. Just incredible. He's going to be 102 coming up on his next birthday. You know, wanted to get it. And listen, you found out about the story. You got the birthday card from the veteran. You reached out to your contacts in the VA. Made its way up to the Secretary of the VA, where it was hand-delivered to the president himself. And again, within short order, the veteran had a thank you note from the president for his birthday card. So just outstanding work. You know, how could I not publicize something like that? Just a great story.
Yeah, it was a really great story. And I'm proud to have helped in that process. I got to be honest with you, when they approached me about it, Rob, I told them I can't even get warm French fries from McDonald's. Do you guys think I could get a letter to Trump in response? I said, I'll try. And unbeknownst to me, it all worked out. And I think that's not because of me. I think that's because we just have a freaking awesome president and a freaking awesome secretary of the VA. I cannot believe that he walked that in there. That was super cool.
No doubt. No doubt indeed. Tommy, I appreciate you joining us today. As always, we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Hey, look forward to it, Rob. See you then.
All right.
Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, you too. You as well, my friend.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.